opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Well, hello, my name is Alex Cumming, and you are more than welcome, as always, to this, the Folk and Acoustic Show, here on WMFO 91.5 FM in Medford. The Folk and Acoustic Show here to give you an hour of the best folk and acoustic music. But to get us started this week, we're heading back to 2015 from an awesome EP by the wonderful Bizra, and this track is called Harley Astray and President Garfield. Enjoy. What amazing fun that was. That was the fabulous Burz, which is the wonderful Simon Stevenson on guitar and Victoria Lawrenson on accordion. both based around Newcastle upon Tyne at the time of recording. This is a good opportunity to mention that all the tracks that I generally play on the show, except for a few exceptions, are available on Bandcamp, and you can find out how to listen to the artists and grab their music and help support musicians by heading to alexcummingmusic.com/folkacousticshow, where the playlist will be posted in a few hours' time after the show, so you can go and check out the fabulous music we have on offer. And talking about fabulousness, the weather today is incredible. I'm in a very happy mood today. The weather is about 71 degrees Fahrenheit, which is about 22 degrees Celsius for those who do that as well. It's a beautiful fall afternoon and the leaves are starting to turn. And New England, for those who don't know, is an incredible place to be in the autumn, with the leaves turning such amazing colours. I'm in such a good mood. And if that wasn't enough, I just got my new glasses today. They're fantastic purple coloured glasses, and I am so over the moon. I've had boring glasses for so long, and I finally plucked up the courage to get these awesome colourful glasses. So I am in a very happy mood right now, and sort of seeing the album cover for the Rutabagas, who I'm playing next, made me think of mentioning my glasses, because I was thinking the Rutabaga is a very similar colour to my glasses. Not the Rutabagas, obviously. That brings me on to the next track, which is from the fantastic Boston area band, the Rutabagas. You see what they did there? You see, it got me confused when I was introducing it. And they released a brand new EP this summer, which was all full of traditional material, songs of their childhood, and folk songs they were really into in their childhood. They are a fantastic band, doing a large array of brilliant American roots music. And they're absolutely fantastic. And this EP is a wonderful sight into their world of traditional music. So from that EP, Folk Tales, this is The Hermit Miner.
An old miner with no family and no friends. And the canyon is his home, the cabin built of stone. There he's living out his life till he's only dust and bones. From eastern Tennessee, he rode to Santa Fe, to northern Arizona, 2,000 miles away. From the station to the rim, he walked out in the snow, trail into the canyon in a copper mine alone. Only two mules and a few miner's tools, fiddle and a song, river flowing strong. Cliffs high and steep, and the canyon is deep, as a hermit's life is lonesome and a miner's day is long. Hands fumble for a match till the lantern flickers and the wood fire starts to catch. And a cold, lonesome wind blows a song in the air. His voice echoes in the canyon, but there's no one can hear. Only two mules and a few miner's tools, fiddle and a song, river flowing strong. As a hermit's life is lonesome and a miner's day is long. Two trees still grow where the trail winds from the rim. The cabin walls are crumbled and the mine is all caved in. And the canyon was his home, the cabin built in stone. Though you find him still today, though he's only dust and bones. Only two mules and a few miner's tools, a fiddle and a song, a river flowing strong. Cliffs high and steep, and the canyon is deep, as a hermit's life is lonesome and a miner's day is long. Is deep as a hermit's life is lonesome and a miner's day is long.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness, what an epic track. That was the incredible Farson, kind of based half in Nova Scotia, half in New England, and other places as well. They are often traveling around. Fantastic. That was The Water Boiling Machine from their debut album, Farson, you know, self-titled album and all that. Right, now we're going to move on to a new track from a brand new album, which was released a few weeks ago from English folk legend, that is Kate Rusby. An incredible traditional folk singer. She has amazing interpretations of traditional songs, also an incredible songwriter as well. But this latest album is an absolutely brilliant diversion from that in some ways. In that she has released an album called Hand Me Down. Now, what she explains is that as a folk singer, you take your favourite songs in the tradition and rework them and, you know, perform your own version of your favourite songs. And it hit her over the pandemic that you could do this with any songs, and any song, doesn't matter if it's traditional or not, is handed down through the generations. Like an example for my family, we used to sing all different kinds of songs, from the charts and from the Beatles, you know, and Pink Floyd. And my in-laws have a fantastic little family singing books, which feature everything from folk songs to the Beatles and who knows what else. It's absolutely brilliant. And so she sort of took that on and released an album full of songs that she absolutely loves from artists from many decades. And she's produced this wonderful, eclectic, fantastic cover album. And I'm actually going to play a couple of tracks from this. So I'll play one a bit later on as well. But this one is a absolutely cracking version of the James Taylor song, Carolina in My Mind. This is Kate Rusby with Carolina in My Mind from the brand new album, Hand Me Down.
In my mind, I'm going to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? 'Cause I'm going to Carolina in my mind. Karen, she's the silver sun. You best walk away and watch her shine. Watch her. Yeah. I'm upon going to Carolina in my mind. In my mind, I'm going to Carolina. Can you see the sunshine? Can you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from?
There we go, the fantastic Kate Rusby there with her version of Carolina in My Mind from her album Hand Me Down, which was released just a few weeks ago. Told you it was good. She has such a lovely voice and the arrangements around it, it's just like a hug of awesomeness. It's brilliant. So there we go, Kate Rusby there. You are listening to the Folk and Acoustic Show. My name is Alex Cumming, and this, of course, is on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, otherwise known as Tufts Freeform Radio. Freeform is awesome because you get to hear anything and everything through a day. So do stay tuned after this show at 2 o'clock, because there is going to be way more awesome music on the way. And talking again of awesome music, I'm going to move back. I'm changing my mind. We're going to stay in the UK right now with an absolutely fantastic duo called Suthering. They're a fantastic duo who... have some really gorgeous adaptations and versions of traditional songs, but one of the things that really draws me to them is their harmony singing. Their vocals are absolutely magic. Their voices work so well together, and this has now got to be one of my favorite versions of this traditional song, 10,000 Miles. This is from their album Gather, which was released at the very beginning of the pandemic last year, or right before the pandemic in March 2020. And so this album deserves a lot of attention because it's absolutely fabulous. So this is 10,000 Miles from the album Gather. This is Suthering.
Through rain of spring, my own true love. Through winters bare and cold. If I should leave, then I'll return. If I go 10,000 miles, 10,000 miles, my own true love, 10,000 miles or more, and the rocks may melt and the seas may burn, if I'd no more return. Oh, don't you see the pretty dove sitting on yon ivy tree? She's singing for her own true love, as I shall sing for thee. Oh, I'll come back, my own true love, and spend my life with thee. For one true love I'll have on earth. You've been a friend to me. Through rain of spring, my own true love. Through winters bare and cold. If I should leave,
Was the incredible Ethan Setouan with Joyner Ridge. That was absolutely magical. Go and check out my website, alexcummingmusic.com/folkacousticshow, where the playlist will be posted later on today with links to how you can grab your little hands onto the awesomeness of the music featured in today's show, including that track from Ethan Setouan. All right, we'll be right back after... Well, let me say, we'll be right back after this.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
just wow. That was the incredible Atlas coming from Ireland with an amazing track called Amaryllis and the Birds of Paradise. That is such an incredible piece of music. I absolutely adore music that becomes such a storytelling device even without words, and that had such an element of a movie soundtrack to it. It took you on such a journey, and it's really one of the really lovely things about stations such as this WMFO is that it's a freeform station. You get the opportunity to play a track that is 12 minutes long and just really immerse ourselves in the amazing music. So yeah, that was a fantastic Atlas. And like I said earlier in the show, you can catch the whole playlist of the show, which will be uploaded soon after we finish on air at alexcummingmusic.com/folkacoustic show. And with that full playlist, you can find all the links. You can check out all the artists that have been featured on today's show and previous shows as well. And go and support them. Check them out on Bandcamp and so on and so forth. All right, we've had a lot of instrumental music, and I think we go to another song right now. And I did promise you another song from Kate Rusby's incredible new album, Hand Me Down. That album I was telling you about, of course, taking a diversion from her original songs and from traditional folk music, and singing some of her favourite songs from some of her favourite songwriters from a few decades gone by, and even today. And this is one of those, but from closer today. And I've got to agree, Taylor Swift is an absolutely incredible human being, an amazing songwriter. But what she's doing, changing the music industry and taking back ownership of her own music, is just incredible. She's really inspirational. And one day I'd love to be her best friend, or maybe actually, you know, I'm an accordion player. Maybe someday she'll do another folky type album and I can be her accordion player. Who knows? But anyway, this is Kate Rusby with her more folky rendition of my kid's favorite Taylor Swift song, Shake It Off.
Make them stay.
Wasn't that fantastic? The wonderful Kate Rusby there with Taylor Swift's Shake It Off from the new album, Hand Me Down. All right, now you might have noticed, those regular listeners of the show, I haven't had a band in to interview this week. But never fear, next week I'm recording an interview with the fantastic Granny's Attic, a wonderful young band from the UK. I say young, they're about my age. I'm 31 and I don't feel that young anymore. I have two kids and don't get any sleep. So, but anyway, they have just released a brand new album, and it's a little diversion from their previous two albums. They are an incredible trio. And previous albums have included folk songs and a few folk tunes as well, but this new album is completely instrumental and it is absolutely magic. The new album is called Brickfields, and this is the opening track to the album. I thought I'd give you a taster before we have more music from them and an interview with them next week. So enjoy this. This is Cruds and Cream and Jig from New Harmony. Oh, there's my Somerset accent coming out there. Jig from New Harmony. There we go, the fantastic Granny's Attic. And yeah, tune in live next week at 1 p.m. here on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, and online at WMFO.org. Well, I'll be chatting to the fantastic folks in Granny's Attic. Well, that's almost it for the show. Thank you so much for joining me once again. If you're listening live here on WMFO Medford, thank you so much for tuning in. And don't forget, you can head over to alexcummingmusic.com/folkacousticshow to catch up with the show and listen to it again and check out all the links to all the artists featured in today's show. If you are listening to the podcast either on WMFO.org or on the website or via Bandcamp, thank you so much for listening. And yeah, oh my goodness, it has been an absolutely fabulous time sharing this music tube with you on this such a lovely fall day. And talking of fall, the brand new fall schedule for the WMFO station has been released, so you can head to the website wmfo.org and check out all the amazing shows that are coming up over the next few months. Well, with that said, it's time for me to bid you farewell, and I thought I'd finish with another instrumental. I'm in a bit of a dancey mood. So to finish up, here is an album, a track from an album by Hanneke Kassel, accompanied by Jan Falketz. Hanneke Kassel, fantastic Boston area fiddler. This is a set of tunes, starting off with Drummond Castle from the album Over the Sea to Sky. See you soon, lovely people. See you next week.